Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days later I will raise it up. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. Today we begin the third week of our Lenten journey with the third Sunday of Lent, our third Sunday of being in the wilderness with Jesus, our third Sunday on our journey towards the cross. The church for 2,000 years has always called us to three things during the season of Lent. That is, we are to fast as our Lord fasted in the wilderness. We are to pray, to spend time with God, listening to God and where he is calling us to be and to go in our lives. And lastly, we are called to give during the season of Lent of our time, talent, and treasure. We are called in Lent to these three practices in order to make room in our hearts, minds, and souls for God, in order that he can make us anew and remake us so we can better serve him in this world. It is at this time in the Christian year that we cleanse our hearts and through the practices of fasting, praying, and giving, ultimately come to rely more fully on God, on Christ, and less on ourselves. Today, on this third Sunday of Lent, we hear three very interesting readings from the scriptures. Our first reading is from the book of Exodus, and in it we hear the Ten Commandments given to God's people as they are wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. Our second reading comes to us from the Gospel of John, a famous story which many of us know. Jesus clears out the temple, throws the money changers and those who are treating the most holy site of the people as a common marketplace. He throws them out. And lastly, we hear a reading from St. Paul, in which we hear that our Christian beliefs will be challenged and scorned by the world, where followers of Christ will be considered foolish, although they have within them the wisdom of God. These three readings at first seem quite unrelated and quite disparate from one another, but there is one thing that draws them all together. That is the human heart, the thing we are called to cultivate and change during this season of Lent. The ancient Israelites and first Christians were not concerned about the heart as an organ as we are. Rather, the heart was the center of a person or an object. The heart was the internal and central thing of the human being, where experience of the world and attitude toward the world was filtered. The heart is the governing center of the physical, psychological, intellectual, and personality of each human person. In the biblical sense, the heart is concerned with a person's character, and that is why in the Christian tradition we hear people say things like, "What is the intention of your heart?" When we turn to our reading from Exodus in just a few moments about the Ten Commandments, we will recall that we are told to write these on our hearts, to make those laws the very center of who we are as human beings. Jesus also talks about the heart a lot in the Gospels, and it too is the place for him where human will is derived. For example, in the Gospel of Mark, we find Jesus healing a man with a withered hand in the synagogue on the Sabbath. The religious leaders do not like this, and Jesus, we are told, is grieved because of the hardness of their hearts. If we read a little further on, Jesus says, "It is from the heart which evil intentions come." We often hear in the Gospels the people or religious leaders questioning things in their hearts, the place where intellect and emotion meet. And when we look in the Gospel of St. Luke, we are told time and again that Mary, the mother of our Lord, ponders things in her heart that have happened to her and to our Lord. One last example from the Gospel of Luke, when we read the story of Emmaus, the two disciples know that they have encountered the risen Jesus because they felt a burning in their hearts. Although much of modern science tells us that the heart is just an organ that pumps blood, most cultures around the world have always asserted that it is more than this. It is the center of love and much more things than that. We have all heard stories of dying people who die of broken hearts, or people having heart transplants that take on the personality of the deceased person whose heart they now have. As we can see, our Christian tradition too tells us that the heart is more than just an organ that pumps blood. And this is important during this season of Lent, because we are to reflect on the actions and intentions of our hearts. We are to cultivate anew in our hearts through prayer and fasting and almsgiving. We are to cultivate a new spirit of Christ within us to better be his hands and feet in this world. In our reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians today, we are told that the message of Jesus Christ and the cross is foolishness to the world, but that this thing that is foolish to the world is God's wisdom. In the kingdom of God, God's wisdom, everything is upside down. Think about it. The rich will be made poor, the first will be last, the humble will be exalted, and we will all be saved by a man's death on the cross. This backwards world of the kingdom of God is antithetical to everything that we believe in the modern Western world. And this is why, during the season of Lent, we must take time to cultivate in our hearts the kingdom values where everything is upside down, and acknowledge before God when we have not lived those values in our lives. Back to our first reading from Exodus. Here we have, perhaps most famously, what we think of most often when we think of Exodus. We read the Ten Commandments. In our church's confirmation class right now, this is the first thing that we learned last week, the Ten Commandments. It is important to our faith. It is foundational. Have no other gods, no idols. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath. Honor your father and mother. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not commit adultery. Do not covet. We are told in the Bible and in our Anglican liturgy that we are to have these laws written on our hearts. So much so that many Christian thinkers have always maintained that every man, woman, and child already has these laws written on their hearts at birth. The first five laws deal with God and our relationship with him, and the second deal with our relationship with our neighbors. And of course, from that flows the great commandment that we receive from Jesus, to love God with all our heart and soul, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. These are the laws of humanity that are written on our hearts. These are the things that we absolutely know are right and wrong, and yet we don't always succeed in following them. Lent, again, is the time where we are to look into our hearts, where we are to examine ourselves and make ourselves right with God, and if we had followed his commandments, or have we loved our neighbor as we love ourselves. The last reading that we hear today in the church is that famous reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus goes into the temple and he drives out all the money changers and all who are treating the temple like a common marketplace. Simply put, those individuals who are defiling the temple. Jesus then says to the religious leaders that he will destroy the temple and 3 days later raise it up. And of course, we know that he is speaking of his own body. Our bodies, too, are temples, St. Paul tells us, the temple of our hearts. During the season of Lent, through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we are to let Jesus into our hearts and to drive out anything that is amiss, that is not right. We must work to let Jesus cleanse the intentions of our hearts. This is not easy work, for it forces us to look inward at ourselves, perhaps letting Jesus into our deepest fears and faults. Although it is tough, hard work, Lent is the season of the church that is set apart for us to do this work, so that we can come out on the other side of Easter, the other side of the cross, with hope and new life that is offered to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I would encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to search and try your hearts during this season of Lent. And we should be doing this as a community as well, searching and trying our hearts. We must let Jesus in to cleanse the temple of our hearts. And I believe if we are all honest with ourselves, we will find things in there that aren't supposed to be there. So my brothers and sisters, as you continue on your Lenten journey, open your heart to Jesus and let him in, and drive from it any evil thought or intention and make it anew. Our prayer this day for the third Sunday of Lent will be as the psalmist says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me." Amen.